Good morning, everybody. This is me, Ines, on the 30th of September. My goodness, this time's flying by, blimey. 2015, and it's about 11 a.m.-ish, and I'm about to get a coffee. And it's my first brew of the day. I could have had one like an hour ago, but been busy. I had a very productive morning so far. I did get up at like 7:15, because I was running. Well, my friend she always says to me, I'll see you about 8 a.m. for a run. It always turns out to be about 10 minutes later, but either way, we're running. So we ran 3 miles again today, which is quite nice. Quite a nice little run. I'm running again tomorrow. And then I came home and did my mindset training. Now, somebody asked me earlier on Twitter, what is mindset training? So before I just waffle along and confuse you all, I'm going to give you a quick explanation of it. Whoops. I've just totally over caramel syruped my cup. So, mindset training is, in my case anyway, there is this mindset expert. So obviously we know that our mindset can really determine how we behave and act and all that, and how we succeed or fail in life. And I know that we can't be like positive all the time, but you sure as heck can, you know, improve your mindset. So many successful forever living people have actually done this course and have had very good success with it. It's basically this chap called Dave O'Connor, who's got a bit of an interesting accent, slightly Irish, but not like, yeah, kind of a bit of a strange accent. I wonder if he's very well travelled, but either way, you know, that aside, he is doing this 21-day kick into action course. I've always wanted to do something like that, but it's always been an issue of I can't afford it. I was like, there was a few courses I really wanted to do, but I just literally couldn't afford it. So this one was on offer, or I think it still is on offer, for £63-ish. As opposed to £100. And not only, you don't only get the 21-day course, you also get free webinars and worksheets and exercises and all that. So it certainly is worth it. And the webinars that you get afterwards are actually valued at $175, which is, I don't know, about £120. Don't quote me on it. And if I can get them for free with the other stuff, all for £63, I mean, who am I to say no to that? So I abandoned my idea of doing the 9-day body cleanse again. I'm doing that another time now, because I decided that my mindset needed a good cleanse, or a good, you know, good looking at, really. So that's why we're doing it. Or rather, why I'm doing it. So today's lesson was all about visualizing. So you were saying, basically, that if you can visualize your goals, like literally imagine it in like a theater of your mind kind of way. He says many successful people have done this. He's basically, that's the way to win, really. by doing that. So, but it's a good course all about things like stepping out of your comfort zone, improving your self-image, and so on and so on. So a lot of very good stuff that I think we all could do with, not just Forever Living distributors or any distributor, but I think we all could do with, how do I get more out of my comfort zone? How do I get more confident and self-belief and all that stuff? Oh, I finally found my latte disc. So I think we all could do with that. So I've done that this morning. It's only day two. So it's still kind of the beginning of the whole course. But so far, I am thoroughly enjoying it. So I've done that after my run this morning. And then I have just put an order through for somebody. And now I am making a racket and getting my coffee sorted. What's on for the rest of the day? Well, I am going to meet my hubby in town later on, because as you may have seen, I've done the Macmillan coffee morning on Saturday, and I have not yet been able, because I was quite busy, to go to town and actually put the money in, which could be seen as rather naughty, but I just didn't have the time for it, really. But I will do today. Oh, where is my coffee? Where are my espresso discs for my latte? You know what? I thought girls are good at multitasking. I am just proving that I am not. But anyway, so today is... that is happening in the daytime, and then and then later on tonight I've got Church Home Group, and I'm looking forward to it. Not really for a very devout reason, but simply because our American friend Abby is cooking, and she's an awesome cook. So I'm rather looking forward to what she's gonna make, because it's always gonna be homemade with her. There's never any like ready meal stuff, and if she's done anything, like she might do some American things. So the first time I went to her house, she did this tortilla soup, something you don't get in England, and cornbread, but also you can't get that in England. Oh, so good. And her cookies or biscuits, like, she was the one on Saturday who was doing the chocolate chip muffins. They were going down a storm. So I'm rather looking forward to what she's going to be making tonight. That's really what's happening tonight. And tomorrow, again, nothing much during the daytime. I'm not running tomorrow morning, but because I'm running tomorrow night with my other guide, who is leaving me to go on holiday in November, just when I need to practice and train for my race. Disgraceful. But yeah, we're in tomorrow, and then at 8 I've got a planning meeting for my business with my team member and my supervisor. So that's basically the next 2 days. And my coffee's ready, so happy days. Anyway, I'm very sorry for this rambly post. I hope you're all having a awesome day. The weather's meant to be, at least here in the UK, at least where I live, the weather is meant to be gorgeous right through the weekend, which is just as well, because we have the weekend to ourselves and we have friends coming. Well, we've got Sunday to ourselves and we've got friends coming on Sunday, so if it's nice weather, there's more to do. There's more places to go and more things to do. Anyway, hope you're having a good day. I'm going to stop this now and enjoy my coffee and get on with my day. Have a good one.